Today's episode, I take a question around passive income and how I think that is largely a myth and a fantasy. And what you are far better doing than pursuing passive income is pursuing something you can believe you can be truly great at. 28 and I'm trying to shape history, pulling from the sky for some strength to take with me, line up the stars, fly away quickly and push the world forward like a tidal wave hit me. I ride the wave swiftly, I fear no man, check my titles mate quickly, came from the sky with the light of day in. Okay, wait, are we starting again?
No, okay, just ask the question.
Okay, hi Jack, my question to you is, what are your views on having a passive income business? Is it a worthy option to have?
Yeah, so what's his first name?
Bala.
The thing with passive income is that you need to get really clear on what we're talking about, right? I've never seen anybody in the history of business create a passive income ever, right? I know some people that trade shares and make good money from shares. I know some people that invested well in property and they make some good money from that. But it's never passive, right? The word I have a problem with is passive, right? If you want to make passive money off any business, in any endeavor, it requires an obsessive amount of knowledge. It requires an obsessive approach to learning. It requires you to make some really smart moves. If you want to make some really smart moves, almost by inevitability, you need to make some really dumb moves in order to get the experience that gives you the sort of grounding and sort of undercurrent of wisdom and knowledge in that field in order to make the smart moves, right? And so, like, in a network marketing type of a field, while I don't think network marketing isn't great per se, it's not for me, but I'm not saying it's not worthwhile. What I am saying is that nobody ever made money from anything in a way that was passive. If you look at some people that make good money from network marketing, you know, some people might make $500,000 a month type thing. They drove it hard for years to get to that point. It wasn't something they did on a Sunday afternoon or whatever, right? It's something that they dedicated themselves to. And they might be in a position now where they're making, you know, $500,000 a month or whatever it might be. But if they completely stopped, then that $500,000 a month is probably going to decrease, right? And so let's say they spent 5 years doing that. I can give you 20 examples of people that have gone into, well, probably hundreds of examples of people that have gone into a more traditional based business, not in the pursuit of passive income, that make $500,000 a month off a business, right? That might be run under management. Now they keep across it, they are across the details of it, they have a high level of reportability coming to them, they might still be the CEO. If they're relatively more removed than that, they might just be on the board. But again, it's not passive. Right, there's still attention that needs to be given to it, bandwidth that needs to be given to it, care that needs to be given to it. And so the idea, or rather put, the fantasy, right, and this is probably going against a lot of what a lot of people at seminars say, so I'm probably, for some of you that are in that world, I might be contradicting what you've heard a lot, right, but hear me when I say I've been in business for 12 years, we've got a community of 300,000 people. I speak to about 20,000 entrepreneurs every single year. I've never seen anybody ever make any decent money passively, right? Ever. And so if you find the outlier, the person that has, come and show them to me. But I guarantee you they're the exception. They're not the rule. And so what I think is smarter is understand that whatever you want to pursue, pick something that is reflective of who you are. Pick something that lines up with your skills. Pick something that you genuinely want to do. If money wasn't an issue, what would you do? Turn that into a business. Turn that into some sort of an income stream. That's the closest you're going to get to passive income, because now you're earning income based on doing something that you genuinely love to do. Call that passive. I work fucking more than anybody I know. I feel like I don't work a minute in a day, right? Why? Because I take money and finance out of it, I would be doing nothing other than everything that I'm doing every minute of the day right now, right? And so I'm probably the closest example I've seen to earning a passive income, but I work more than anybody I know, right? And so the reason I'm so passionate about this, and I don't mean to say one approach is better than another, I don't mean to put any approach down. That's the last thing that I'm trying to do. My only interest in having this conversation is to say that what I've seen a lot of is people standing on stage or people out selling stuff that's selling a fantasy that only leads people down a garden path that doesn't actually exist, nor does it result in results, right? Which is dangerous. And so what I would rather have a conversation about is going, anything you do, if you want to do it meaningfully, if you want to do it great, it's going to be fucking hard. So acknowledge that. For that reason, choose something you love and try and do something that's great. Forget the passive.